So the Tabor Opera House was built in 1879 by Horace Tabor, who was a multimillionaire back when there were very, very few multimillionaires. He made all of his money off of mining silver in the area. And so he was part of just kind of that huge gold and silver boom that brought a lot of people out here in the first place. And he happened to be one of the more successful ones in the area. And so he made actually $9 million and then ended up losing it all in the course of a decade. But before he did that, he built this opera house. He built one in Denver and he built one in Leadville, which is where his mining operation was based out of. And yeah, it was pretty significant because up until that point, Leadville was basically, I mean, it had kind of your classic bars and brothels of the Old West, but they didn't have that sort of high society scene. And so by building this opera house, he created a place where people who were of this new money era could kind of go dress up, be seen in society. So yeah, he really brought that there. And the opera house itself is incredibly cool to go into right now because you really feel completely transported. Very little has been changed since that time.
There was this huge discovery that was unexpected that occurred about 3 years ago in the Tabor's attic. How did that unfold? Some of what was discovered was more than 100 years old.
Wendy Wazit Barrett, she has a PhD in theater arts and specializes in historic theater restoration. Just incredibly, incredibly smart woman who is so experienced in this field. It's mind-blowing. And so it was actually her birthday, and she and her husband were doing this road trip. And along the way, she wanted to stop at a couple of these historical theaters just to check them out. And so one of them was the Tabor Opera House. And she had heard from some people in her academic space that there might be some sets, some possible old scenery stored at the Tabor Opera House. It was kind of like a rumor, but no one had any specifics in terms of what those might be, what that might look like. So she decided on her birthday to just drop by the Tabor and ask if she could take a look around. And they said yes. And when she actually got in there and got to go up into the attic and took a look around and started kind of unfolding the things that were up there, that were completely covered in dust. Everything was covered in dust. Everything was brown. It was impossible to tell what these things were, but there were, you know, piles of rolled up things. There were up against the wall, there were big pieces of board. And as she started to kind of dust them off and bring them down and take a look at them, she realized what they were, which is basically 250 plus sets of scenery from back when the Tabor Opera House was operational in the beginning, from 1879 to 1902. And so that's when they were really having big productions coming through. And Horace Tabor was using his money to commission really, you know, intricate, detailed scenic sets to use with these different operas that he would then bring into Leadville to put on shows. And so, yeah, as she was unpacking them, over 250 individual pieces, which she then later came back in 2020. She came twice last year to do a more thorough cataloging of what was there. And she has seen that there are 14 complete scenic sets that date from 1879 to 1902. And it's one of the most extensive collections of North American scenic art from that period. She was expecting to find something, but she was not expecting to find something of that extent. So, yeah, they just have this insane collection of scenery that's been sitting in the attic for, I think they said that the last time any of it was brought down was probably about 50 years ago, just by the owners. But, again, no one has actually gone in there and gone through any of it since it's been sitting there since the Elks took it over in the early 20th century. So really most of this stuff has been sitting up there collecting dust for over 100 years.
Yeah, one of the favorite things that I read is that when she passed through and asked if she could go up into the attic, they basically told her, you can go up there, but you're on your own up there. And she goes up not knowing what she's going to find. And then the magnitude of this was just unbelievable. Can you talk more about why that collection is so unique and so impressive?
Yeah, so I think the dates play a big part in it. That 1879 to 1902, I think it's pretty rare to have that much scenery from that era that really shows scenes from North America during that time. And one of the coolest things is one of the ones that Wendy said was her favorite and I actually got to see when I went to the Opera House is there's this one big landscape scene that is from here and it has the Mount of the Holy Cross painted on it and surrounded by, you know, local foliage that we can all, you know, relate to now. And that was painted back in 1890. And so it's just cool to see these environments that are so familiar to us today being represented and used in works and plays 150 years ago. So there's a real cool, like, relatability to the scenes that are there. And then at the same time, they're all done, or a lot of these sets are done, in this very unique painting style that's no longer used these days. I believe it's called, like, a dry pigment paint style, and it is really specific to that era, and it creates this matte finish and this color definition that is, Wendy says, is the most beautiful in the world and takes light in this very special way. And so that was, for her, very exciting to see that style represented through so much of the scenery. And
yeah, I read that they almost have this three-dimensional quality to them when the light is hitting them, right?
Yeah, and she said that because of the way that the paint is done, most of the scenes can actually be they can transition from day to night scenes. So depending on the lighting,
wow.
If you have like warmer light, it'll be a day scene. But if you transition to a darker light, it'll turn into a night scene without dulling the colors or, you know, creating gray scales or anything like that. Like the colors will hold, they will basically hold the same color while transitioning from day to night because of this really special paint style that is being used in so many of the scenes.
Amazing. Hey, thanks, Carolyn.